and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about the virtues of humour for your child's mental health. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what does humour have to do with how children will develop into teens and then into young adults?
So, Mark, we can consider humour as part of a process of what we psychologists call sublimation, which is, in fact, using what could be harmful, some of our thoughts and feelings that can be harmful, aggressive, constraining inside of us, and transforming them into a helpful endeavour, which goes towards the development of the child into a healthy and stable adolescent and then young adult.
So it's like the bully in school urged them to join the wrestling team, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So the intention is to keep our eyes on evolving, you know, evolution, changing on a spectrum from immature, very raw impulses to more mature, what we call, again, sublimation, helping people to substitute the harmful for the helpful. And then furthermore, considering that we want to be able to become functioning and satisfied members of a society, of a group.
Why is this useful for kids?
Because you have to always keep in mind that we all begin, every single one of us, as these highly dependent little beings. We are totally, totally dependent on the arms and care of the adults who hold us as little tiny creatures. But then we have to become part of a larger circle, and that begins with our family members and then school and then eventually work. So sublimation is being able to transform behavior from the individual into acknowledged and validated behavior through the eyes of the social circle.
So how does a parent or an adult in the child's life purposefully put sublimation to work?
A key step in that process is to become aware of your feelings and then eventually not to act on them impulsively as we do when we're small children, but little by little to be able to look at our most productive and impactful mechanisms that turn our emotions into momentum. And that can be translated in so many creative ways, from, you know, artistic endeavors to athletics to adventures, activism, etc. Luckily, Mark, we are, you know, humans are very diverse, and therefore there can be as many different ways of translating, you know, our endeavors as there are people.
Okay. And if a child sees a parent doing that, moving their energies into one of these things, the child will sort of follow and realize that there's other avenues to explore here.
Exactly. So we as adults are the very, you know, first mirrors to children. So of course, seeing parents who are satisfied in their own relationships and their workspaces is a fantastic model for children.
Okay. Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can go to Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you're going to go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.